Today we celebrate what has come to be known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Jesus himself tells us that he is the Good Shepherd. And he's the Good Shepherd, he tells us, because he lays down his life for his sheep. A hireling, he says, doesn't care about the sheep. But the one whose sheep are his own, he cares about them. Because he cares about them, he is going to lay down his life for them. And the whole purpose of what a good shepherd is going to do is, in the meantime, to protect the sheep, to guide the sheep, to lead the sheep to green pastures, to still waters, and so on. And so we can look at what our Lord did and we can say, yes, he's a good shepherd. He's done all of those things. Now, the problem is that the church has also given us the first reading that starts out by saying Christ suffered for us. Okay, he's the good shepherd. He did that, leaving you an example to follow in his footsteps. It's like, well, I thought he's the one who suffered. I shouldn't have to. He's the good shepherd. He laid down his life for the sheep. I don't have to. Well, that's not what St. Peter's saying. He's saying this is the example for us. And so we have to ask ourselves when we consider our Lord and what he's done for us and what he teaches us, what does this mean for us? Because as we know and as we've seen how many times, the things on the spiritual level are usually exactly the opposite of what they're going to be on the natural level. So what does the devil tell us? What do the talking heads tell us? What do the hirelings tell us? Oh, Jesus just loves you. He wants everything to be easy for you. He wants you to be rich. He wants you to have all the comfort in the world. He wants life to be easy. He does not want you to suffer. Show me one place in the entire Bible where it says that. Just one. I'll show you dozens of them where it says exactly the opposite. But you see, it's a whole lot easier to believe the lie than it is to believe the truth. So the good shepherd is going to lead us to verdant pastures. And he's going to lead us to still waters. Where are those? Is it the easy way here? You see, the shepherd, if you think about it, in ancient Israel, he could lead us on an easy road out into the desert. Yeah, there's a little bit of grass out there. It's burned, it's brown, it's crispy. But, you know, who cares about the sheep? Let him eat the dead grass. Or he can lead us to green pastures. That might be up a mountain. It might be through some difficult passes. It might require a bit of a struggle on the part of the sheep to be able to get there. So which one's the better pastor? The one that says, oh, no, I want the sheep to have it easy, so we'll just take the easy path and we'll lead them out into the desert. It's not going to provide a whole lot of nutrition for them, but it's a lot easier to get there. Or is the good shepherd the one that says, we'll go through the mountain pass? It might be a struggle for the sheep as we get there, but then they're going to have this beautiful pasture, this wonderful clear water. Which one's the good shepherd? So Jesus calls us to follow him up Calvary, through the cross, to get to the good pasture, to get to the place where the water flows beneath the throne of God, and there we will be able to have life. Again, it's one thing to look at it and say, well, the shepherd laid down his life for the sheep so that the sheep could live. True enough, so that way the wolf can't get a hold of the sheep. But the life that our Lord has won for us is not for this world, it's for the next. The life that he wants us to have is not just natural life, or even what Americans might call the good life. He wants eternal life for us. And he wants to give us his own life. So we have that sanctifying grace now, which is his own life in us. But he wants us to be with him. And there's only one way to be able to be with him. And that's to walk behind him, to go where the shepherd leads the sheep. Now that, again, on the natural level, isn't going to look like a very good shepherd. Why, if Jesus really loves me, why would he ask me to walk up Calvary and be crucified? No, that's not a good shepherd. He only wants what's best for his sheep. Our opinion of what's best oftentimes is diametrically opposed to the truth of what's best. He knows what's the best, and that's exactly what he gives us. So St. Peter takes this even to another step, and he says, you were as sheep going astray, but now you've returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls. So there are two things we need to look at there. First of all, the Lord is the shepherd of our soul. Not just the body, the soul. He wants what is best for us spiritually. But he says we've all gone astray like sheep, but now we've returned. Now before we can return, there is a necessity that we recognize that we've gone astray. It's hard for us sometimes to see that we've gone astray. Part of it because everyone else is doing it. Part of it because we have convinced ourselves of certain things that once again are totally different from what the teaching of the Lord is, but we've convinced ourselves of them, and they're a whole lot easier to believe than the teaching of the Lord. Again, if you want to see the difference between a shepherd and a hireling, look at what came out of the Vatican this week. They want to make it easy. Yeah, people will say, oh, but it's said that there are some things that are wrong. Yeah, praise God, they were correct on that. But they didn't even get the first line right. It starts out by saying the infinite dignity of the human person. We don't have infinite dignity. There's only one who has infinite dignity, and that's God. But you see, what follows from the lie is if you have infinite dignity, you're going to heaven. There's no option. Your dignity is infinite. Doesn't matter what you do. You see, it's smooth, it's easy. Isn't that nice to listen to? I have infinite dignity. I'm so wonderful. I'm going straight to heaven because that's how God created me. It's a lie. A good shepherd is going to say, look, God created you with immense dignity, not infinite dignity. And he wants you to live according to that dignity. And he wants his grace within you to grow. But you see, if you have infinite dignity, there's no room for growth. Because you're it. I mean, if you have infinite dignity, you're God. Isn't that what society's trying to tell us? I don't need to listen to the church. I don't need to listen to Jesus. I can make up my own mind about what's right and wrong. I can make up my own mind about what pasture I want to be in and which waters I want to drink from. I don't need to follow where he's leading me. I can choose this myself because I'm God. Now, we're not actually going to come straight out and say, I am God. But look at the ramifications of what it is that we bought into. So the question is, do we even recognize that we've gone astray? How much have we bought into the ways of the world? How much have we bought into all the lies that are out there? All these things that they're continually telling us are so good for us. And all that they do is drag us down. And so we have to recognize, it's not just maybe that I've gone astray by walking away from the faith and committing mortal sins. I've gone astray by believing the lies. And sadly, those lies, yes, they're being told to us by the people on the TV and on the radio and all over, but they're being told to us by people in the church. They're being told to us by priests and bishops. They're being told to us even from the Vatican these days. These are the people who are supposed to be the shepherds of our souls. So again, we have to really ask the question. Number one, do I recognize that I've gone astray? Number two, do I care that I've gone astray? Because even if we know that we're on the wrong path, oftentimes we'll justify why it's okay. Besides that, it's a whole lot easier to walk this path than the one that Jesus wants me on. Which brings us to number three, do I want to be on the path that the Lord has laid out for me? Do I really want to do His will? Do I really want Him to be my shepherd? You see, that's the wonderful thing about what our Lord has done here. He's called us to Himself. He's laid down His life for us. He's opened the way to us. But because you and I have a free will, He's not going to force us to follow Him. We have to choose. It's all there. Do we want to follow Him? There are many people who give lip service to Jesus. There are many people who want Him in their life, but they don't really want to follow Him. He's kind of an insurance policy. As long as I believe in Jesus, then I can go to heaven. That's not what it says. So do we really want Him to be our shepherd? St. Paul or St. Peter says, you have returned to the guardian and shepherd of your soul. Each one of us needs to look inside and ask, have I actually done that? Not just have I kind of come back to the church, which is a good thing, praise God, but have I really truly returned to Jesus as the shepherd and guardian of my soul? Or am I kind of sort of following the way that He leads, but I want to do it my way? Remember, my way is what led me astray in the first place. My way isn't going to get me to heaven. So we have to all look at that and say, okay, we do have a good shepherd. We have a shepherd who loves us and who loves us so much that He has taught us the truth. He has laid down His life for us. He has won for us the possibility of eternal life. But He's given us an example to follow in His footsteps. Am I willing to do that? Am I doing that? Again, you can ask yourself quite honestly, what happens when struggles and difficulties and sufferings come our way? How many of us whine and complain? How many of us even get angry at God because He allows these bad things to happen in my life? Now, how many, on the other hand, do what Scripture tells us? Rejoice when this happens. I think in my life I've met two people who've done that. Three. So there are not many that I'm seeing saying, praise the Lord, He's given me a cross to carry. Praise the Lord, I get to follow in his steps. Praise the Lord, he is allowing me to participate in the work of salvation and be able to get to heaven. Now, I'm not hearing that. But oh boy, do we hear the whining and complaining. So it's time that we have to wake up. God has put us in a situation where we have to realize there is only one good shepherd. One. You're not going to hear him on the TV, you're not going to hear him on the internet, and you're not going to hear him from a pulpit. Because the society has gone astray. And the church is going astray. And so we have a choice of who we're going to listen to. Do we want a talking head? Do we want a hireling who's going to tell us what we want to hear? Or do we really want Jesus to be the shepherd and guardian of our souls? We have been placed in a situation where it is such a profound blessing. Now, it doesn't look like that. And I can tell you from hearing lots of confessions, there are lots of people who are worried, anxious, angry, frustrated about what they see going on. Not rejoicing in it. Not rejoicing, saying, look at what God has done. He is giving us the opportunity to become the greatest saints in the history of the church because of the situation that we're in, because of what's going on in the church and in the world. We have this profound, extraordinary opportunity, and we're going to complain about it? We're going to whine about it? We're going to be angry at God about it? Why? Because he should make it easy. Because I want to be in the green pasture. The green pasture is on the other side of the cross. Not this side, the other side. So ask yourself, do you want to be in the desert? Or do you want to be in the green pasture where the Lord is leading us? That's the question. Right now, we haven't made it to the pasture yet. So we have two paths in front of us. One leads right up Calvary to the cross, where the good shepherd leads us. And the other leads us out into the wilderness. It's a pretty easy road to walk on. But where is it going to lead? And there are lots of hirelings that are telling us, go this way, turn this way, keep going this way. You only have one voice that's going to tell you to go the other way. So you and you alone can make the decision about who the shepherd of your soul is going to be. No one can do that for you. The truth is there. He's taught us what we need to know. It's just not fun and politically correct and pleasant and easy. So that's the choice we have to make. So the Lord is the good shepherd. There is only one. And for the sake of your soul, he's the shepherd and guardian of your soul. For the sake of your soul, choose Jesus. Not just sort of, yeah, I guess that's probably the better way to go. No, that is the only way to go. I am the way, he said. The way, not a way, the way. There are no other options. If you want to get to the green pasture that the shepherd is laying out for us, there is only one way to go. Reject the lies. There are thousands of them. But there is only one truth. Because I think when he talked about being the way, he also talked about being the truth, didn't he? Didn't he say something about being the life? So if we want the life, we have to have the truth and we have to be on the way. That's the choice. So please, for the sake of your soul, choose Jesus. Listen to him. Isn't that what God the Father told us to do? This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. So look at what he's taught us. Look at what it tells us in the scriptures. And reject all the other nonsense, because the truth cannot change. Just because we live in this enlightened age, the truth has not changed. So that's the choice. It is put before all of us. The Lord made his choice. He laid down his life for us. He's opened the way. He's taught us what we need to do. Now we have to make a choice. So please, for the sake of your soul, take this really, really seriously, because there is nothing more important ever in your life than this one choice that you have to make. And you have to make it every day, and sometimes many times every day. But choose Jesus. Choose life. Choose to walk according to the example that he has laid out for us, because it is the only way that is going to lead us to life.